Hi, this is Andrea. Welcome to my first Egyptology News podcast. It feels very strange to be talking to you rather than writing to you, and I'm sure that some of you are thinking, gosh, doesn't she have a strange voice? But I would like to enable the blog for those who find it tedious to look at a screen, or for those of you who have eyesight difficulties. This is the first of an occasional series of recordings that chart the highlights of the news in Egyptology. I'm sorry that I sound so self-conscious, but that's because I really am very self-conscious. Hopefully I'll get better in time, you never know. So here's the first audio instalment of the top stories from Egyptology News. Depending on whether your interests lie with visiting sites or the discovery of new finds, the top story for today is either the news that the tomb of Tutankhamun is to be closed to the public, or that parts of a famous statue have been discovered in an excavation in Luxor. It comes as no great surprise that the tomb of Tutankhamun is to be closed to preserve it from the environmental damage that thousands of tourists a year create merely by breathing. The damp, the bacteria, and the sand that tourists bring into tombs have been of sufficient concern to lead to the closure of other important tombs, including those of the stunning tomb of Seti I in the Valley of the Kings and the truly beautiful tomb of Nefertari, wife of Ramesses II in the Valley of the Queens. Egyptian authorities are concerned that tourists should not be denied the experience of these remarkable sites, however, and they plan to build replicas using laser technology to precisely duplicate the artwork. This will enable visitors to enjoy the remarkable artwork without contributing to the destruction of the originals. The second major news story for the first half of January is the discovery at Medinet Habu of six missing fragments from an important statue. Excavated by the archaeologist Auguste Mariette in 1889 at Medinet Habu on Luxor's west bank, the statue shows the pharaoh Amenhotep III and his wife Queen Tai. The statue was largely intact, but lacked a number of fragments which were located by an Italian team working at the site. These will now be reattached to the statue, which resides in the Cairo Museum. My thanks for the above stories to the newspapers El País and La Vanguardia, to the Zaki Hawass website, drhawass.com, and to the free online magazine Heritage Key. Thanks for listening.